About 37 million Americans practice yoga, and some people in Atlanta are starting to do it in unexpected places. They do it on paddle boards out on Stone Mountain Lake, at area malls, and at a park just off the Beltline. WABE's Amy Kiley stopped by that yoga class to learn why people there have left the gym behind.
Feel the support of your yoga mat and this field and this community.
Yoga mats cover this field near the 4th Ward Skate Park, and the people on them move together like synchronized swimmers.
On your next inhale, reach your arms overhead, take a great stretch like a cat.
So why are these people at a park? Some here say it's about the outdoors, but most say it's about community.
You see everyone around you, kind of, you know, some people wobble, some people shake, but everyone's trying their best to get through the practice and do what they can do.
You get friends to go, you want to hang out with your friends, and it makes yoga more fun. And it also kind of like traps you into going, because sometimes I'm like, I don't want to go, and everyone's like, show up, come on.
It does feel like a good sense of culture, and like it feels like Atlanta.
Those were William Coulter, Lacey Rabdu, and Allison Miles. This yoga class started because people wanted to spend time together. The instructor, Charlie Baxter Graham, used to sell popsicles for King of Pops, and a few of her coworkers decided to pay her for a yoga class. One of them was the company's co-founder, Stephen Kars.
It's nice spending time outside of work with the people you work with, where you're not thinking so hard about popsicles. And it just kind of seemed silly not to invite everyone else out to it, because they're kind of starting to come anyway.
That's how this became King of Pops Yoga. When she's done teaching, Charlie says it's different to go to a park for, say, a concert than to go for a yoga class.
The difference between being in a public venue with a lot of people and being in your body and your practice is the difference between being within a community and being the community. It's an action word.
Amy Kiley, WABE News.